I'm on the phone with Jim from Mississippi. Jim, thank you very much for sharing tonight.
You're welcome.
Would you be kind enough to share with the listening audience what was going on with you when you first contacted me?
Yes, I suffered from intense blushing and just worry, for that matter. For probably 7 to 8 years, and starting at when I was about 14 years old. And I knew I had a problem when I was about, when I can remember when I was in high school, I searched the internet and came across anxiety. Of course, there's a million self-help, anxiety websites, and I started surfing the net, and that even freaked me out more because I got scared that I had a problem, and from that point, I was afraid to do anything because I can remember, actually, I can remember when all those Zoloft commercials started coming out, and I was sitting in the kitchen, and I didn't tell my parents that I had been looking up and was all freaked out about anxiety. And the Zoloft commercial came on, and it said something about, do you get nervous when you go to parties or in a big crowd, have to speak? You know, if so, then pop this pill, this little magic pill, and you're going to be healed. And I remember my mom was like, oh, well, you don't have that. And I was thinking, well, she said, well, gosh, you never have to worry about that. As wild as you are in public, as much as you like to go in public. And, you know, because I hid my problem so well in such a dangerous but yet effective way that I was just like, oh, yeah, kind of whatever. Yeah, I don't need that. And then, but it made it worse by that comment, thinking, well, oh, my God, you know, then there's no cure. That, you know, my mom said that, and now that, you know, the pill won't work, nothing's going to work. And I quit. That bothered me so bad, I quit even looking for help. And when I was, when I got in college, it intensified, in an internal way, it did. As far as the blushing goes, at college it got a little better because I had an obsessive way of dealing with it, these repeated thoughts in my brain and trying to just fight it. It wore on me so bad, and I kept just covering it up, just piling stuff on top of it, that it just about exploded. And I got on the internet again and typed in red face and all this other stuff, and it popped up this surgery. And long story short, after emailing a couple of doctors, I got a consultation appointment with this doctor out in San Antonio. And when I went out there, it really just didn't feel right.
Jim, describe what was going on with your symptoms and how it was affecting your life to the point that you actually got on a plane and went to San Antonio to consider this operation.
Oh, man, I got where I couldn't do, I mean, I literally couldn't, I just do anything I could to dodge a presentation. Anything I could to dodge certain social situations, which, I mean, good Lord, I could name a million of them. But I want to be clear on something for the people out there that are like me, that had, you know, I was always very confident, but I had this strange insecurity going on that nobody really ever knew about, because I kept it all in, and dodged all these situations as far as presentations and anything, like going to your girlfriend's parents' house and having to sit there and talk to the parents for a while or so, stuff like that. Again, many stories, but
so you were
avoiding situations.
And how was this affecting your attitude and your mood?
It was making me angrier and angrier and angrier, and I mean, it was just mass confusion. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. The thoughts in my brain, getting so obsessive about this, and every day, all day, is what I mean. I thought about it all the time. I'd gotten to the point where I was scared to look for help.
I want you to clarify one thing here.
Okay.
How desperate, can you describe the degree of desperation you had when you went to that doctor? How severe the problem was?
The degree of desperation on a scale from 1 to 10.
Or how severe you really felt subjectively the problem was in terms of your feelings and how it was impacting your life.
Well,
do a 1 to 10. 10 is the most. We do.
I mean,
everything.
It was affecting my life. It was affecting... I didn't know how bad it was affecting my life. That was part of the problem. I was so used to living like that, I just assumed that it was bad. But it as far as affecting me on public speaking and big social events where I was the star, 10.
A 10. Okay, so that's the most severe. Now, stay with me here, okay? So on a scale of 1 to 10, we have this gentleman who's in his 20s, and the audience doesn't know, but you're a good-looking guy, smart, great family, you got everything going for you, and you have this blushing problem that is affecting you at 10, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember when we were first working, you were describing your state of affairs as being substantially depressed along with this.
For sure.
Okay, so it was pretty extreme. Now, I want to jump here, Jim, for a moment. Where are you at right now with the problem?
96.
96% better?
Better. 96% better.
Well, wait a minute. What is your reasoning? Give a moment on your reasoning, the way you are evaluating the 96% figure.
Oh, man. The reasoning, the way I'm evaluating 96% is from working through 7 years worth of critical conflict and script, a critical script in my brain of numerous issues that I had to search deep down inside to discover that I had going on.
The way that your life is better now as compared to 7 years ago when the blushing was ruling you, just give a couple of sentences on how your life is currently better.
My life is 110% better because little things, too. I mean, this has helped my reading. My comprehension has gotten 200% better, and my focus has gotten better. My mind is clearer. I focus on other things now other than a simple blush, and I'm able to get a lot more done. I mean, I feel healthier.
Are you blushing less?
Oh, I'm practically not blushing.
What you're saying is that you hardly blush at all, and you're saying that you were going to go and perhaps have a surgical invasive answer to this problem, which you were defining at one time as a medical disorder, and people were going to sever your nerves so that you could stop the blushing, okay? And here you are, and you're saying you hardly blush at all. This is mind-blowing material, because what you did it. What you did was you developed a new mindset, way of thinking, different way, strategy of dealing with emotions that has resulted in the biological, physiological symptom of blushing going away. You did this, I just want to clarify for the audience, you did this without medicine, right?
Correct.
You didn't take any medicine at all. All you did was work with me and reshift your mindset. And that is the result of you just about curing the blushing hyperhidrosis social anxiety.